Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Free agency is upon us. It is that exciting time of year again where we get to speculate about which players on the market may wind up in purple. You guys have plenty of questions. We have some answers. Let's get to work. The first one comes from Riley in Bismarck, North Dakota. With the Vikings trading Matt Cassel to Buffalo, do you think they will address the backup job in free agency or the draft? I think the Vikings will look to address the quarterback position in both. How about that? They could go out and get a veteran in free agency, say someone like Sean Hill, a former Viking who has also worked with Norv Turner in San Francisco, but they could also look to the draft to the middle or to the late rounds and get a developmental guy to have as their third quarterback. So a veteran backup at the number two spot and a young guy to bring along and develop slowly at number three. Our next question comes from Josh. How likely would it be for the Vikings to sign a veteran wide receiver such as Andre Johnson? I don't know if Andre Johnson is going to be the target, but I can see the Vikings taking a look at some veteran receivers on the open market. They have a lot of receivers coming back, but there's nothing wrong with adding more players to the mix. They could even address it in the draft as well and bring a bunch of good guys to training camp. Andre Johnson's a possibility. If the Dolphins cut one of their receivers as they try and sign Ndamukong Suh, I can see Mike Wallace being a possibility. How about Torrey Smith from the Baltimore Ravens? He's rumored to be connected to San Francisco, but if something doesn't happen there, he'd be a good option for the Vikings as well. I don't think it's a high priority, but it's certainly something the team could look at. Zach in Minneapolis has the next question. The Vikings are going to have some valuable young players to sign soon. How cautious should they be about spending too much in free agency? I think you always need to be cautious about spending in free agency. For the most part, free agency is fool's gold. There are some good players to be had out there, of course. The Vikings found a couple last year. Linval Joseph and Captain Munderlin, even Tom Johnson, who had a career-high 6.5 sacks, all came to the Vikings via free agency. But there is also a lot of fool's gold, so you need to be judicious in how you spend your salary cap money in free agency and try and save some of those dollars just for what Zach is alluding to re-sign some of your own players. The Vikings have a few of them that they could look to do that. Harrison Smith, Xavier Rhodes, and Matt Khalil, all three are guys where if they have solid seasons in 2015, they might be the kind of guys you want to lock up long-term rather than spending a bunch of money on other free agents. Tommy in New Ulm asks, who do you think is the best free agent signing in Vikings history? This is an interesting question. We've batted it back and forth on Vikings.com. You can go there to read more about this. But to me, the best unrestricted free agent signing in team history is Antoine Winfield. The guy came here and had a long career. He wound up being a top 50 Viking. Very good against the pass. Also very good against the run. He was durable. Could do it all for the Vikings and was a key part of Vikings teams that went to the playoffs a few times and won back-to-back division titles in 2008. In 2009. The next question comes from Carlos. Do you foresee David Yanke starting this season? If not, what are some of the concerns? I think David Yanke is going to be in the mix to start at left guard. Remember, the Vikings released Charlie Johnson, so there's an open spot there. So David Yanke will be in the mix. Mike Zimmer said he needs to get stronger, which is to be expected from a fifth-round pick in his rookie season, so hopefully he can make some improvements. But the Vikings could also go to the free agent market, or they could draft someone to compete for that starting left guard spot. The last question comes from Chris in North Dakota. What position is the deepest in the draft among linebacker, DB, offensive line, wide receiver, and running back? What can be held off until the later rounds? Well, here's the thing about that. If you look at a lot of mock drafts, a lot of people have wide receiver for the Vikings at number 11. But it's interesting, wide receiver might be one of the deeper positions in this year's draft. So if the Vikings don't get Devontae Parker, Amari Cooper, or Kevin White at number 11, they can hold off until the second, third, or later rounds, and I still think you can get a talented player at wide receiver. That's a very deep position. Another deep position, I believe, running back. Very good class of running backs this year. If you need a running back in this draft, whether it's early because you need a bell cow or in the middle rounds because you need a complementary piece, I think you're in good shape with this draft class. David Cobb from the University of Minnesota, he'd be a nice addition for most teams. You have Todd Gurley coming off an injury, Wisconsin's Melvin Gordon, lots of big-time playmakers at running back in this year's draft class. That'll do it for this week's edition of Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week. So please submit your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.